In Oakland, I'm Molly Wood, filling in for Kai Ryssdal. It's Monday, September 2nd, Labor Day, the end of summer. Thanks for joining us. We're going to start with Hurricane Dorian. It is approaching the U.S. coast. It has done catastrophic damage in the Bahamas already. In Florida, at least three airports are closed and more than 1,000 flights are canceled. Georgia and the Carolinas may also be hit. But for all the focus on the coast, there are a lot of inland communities in Dorian's path that are still suffering from previous hurricanes. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Back in 2016, Nishant Abdelaziz was running a clothing store in Lumberton, North Carolina, a town about an hour and a half inland from the coastal city of Wilmington. Then Hurricane Matthew hit, flooding Lumberton with waist-high water. Abdelaziz says he didn't see it coming.
I wasn't even in a flood area. We didn't even have flood coverage.
His store went out of business, along with other stores in his shopping center. Abdelaziz says that part of town is still economically depressed.
A lot of people moved out and moved away, so it became a dead area.
There are a lot of inland towns and cities like Lumberton that are in the path of Hurricane Dorian. Jeff Slegomelch at Columbia University's National Center for Disaster Preparedness studies these so-called socially vulnerable areas.
It essentially comes down to your ability to marshal resources.
He says many of these cities have lower income levels. That's made it harder to rebuild after previous hurricanes, let alone navigate the complicated bureaucracy of aid programs. Residents are also less likely to be able to afford flood insurance.
And then you end up with this band of areas that are very rural and tend to be much slower in recovering from disasters.
Even when those disasters do only affect coastal areas, Alice Hill at the Council on Foreign Relations says coastal businesses often employ people who live further inland.
If their businesses that they're employed by close down, they may not be earning anything during the period of the storm.
Or the threat of a storm if a coastal city evacuates. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.